The mortgage comes due next April. The Potawatomi tribe have already paid their half of the $16 million it cost to buy the mine. Now the Mole Lake Band has begun a concerted effort to raise the money it needs to prevent the land from reverting back to the Australian-based BHP Billiton Mining Company. The effort includes citizens groups that fought the mine for more than 20 years. Jim Wise is with the Wisconsin Stewardship Network.
When the Mole Lake were able to sort of secure that, we knew at that time there was going to have to be some fundraising, and now we're getting into the fundraising phase. And I think the Wisconsin conservation and environmental groups will step forward and help fund a final and permanent end to the proposed Crandon mine.
The tribe has begun selling coin-shaped mine borings from the site for $30 apiece. They're hoping conservationists will help pay off their debt by buying a symbol of the two-decade effort to protect the land and water from mining. But a businessman in the area still holds out hope that the copper in the region might someday still be mined. Gordon Connor of Leona still owns royalties to the copper deposit. He says it's now worth more than $1 billion. He's convinced it could be mined without harming the environment. But mining opponent Jim Wise says years of study by the Department of Natural Resources indicate otherwise.
Today, using the technology we have, I just think water's too valuable, and the people are too obstinate up here and statewide to start that process again. It's going to be like if they try to put a nuclear waste dump here. It's going to hit the fan.
Tribal leaders say they're optimistic they can raise the money needed to keep the minerals underground and protect the land that includes a sacred burial site and streams that feed the tribe's wild rice beds. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.